Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is teacher up in Washington. The name of the school is Bellingham High School. And it is amazing what she did. But she had a school award ceremony take place, and a mother writes a message, an email to the school system there saying, "I was shocked and I was in tears at the school award ceremony. That was just, it was, this is the kind of trash that's being taught in our school." She was just so shocked. And when this segment comes up, I want to encourage you to watch it yourself first and then decide whether you want your children to watch it or not. But realize, if you just naively say, "Well, I'm not going to watch it," well, your kid's going to see it in high school. This happened in high school. You need to know what's taking place in your high school. And quite often, we're turning our eyes away from things that our children are having in their eyes all the time. Mm-hmm. And we're wondering what the conflict is. And a lot of the conflict is that the schools are not working with us. The schools are not working with the parents. And it's like, we have to begin to think about taking this mountain called the education mountain and say, you know what? It needs to be of God again. It needs to repent for what we've done and understand the education system is your system. It's a government by the people and for the people. Even if it's federally funded, when people say, well, it's out of our hands because the government, it's you. It's we the people in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. They represent you. So you can talk to your Washington folks, you can talk to your state folks, you can talk to your county and city and local folks that you have representing you, and you can say, stop it. Just stop it. You know, if you want to do stuff like this, don't do it in our schools.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It just starts. It's free America. Go do something. Nobody will attend, and it won't be successful, and it will fail. But we're not going to fund you destroying our children. We're not going to fund that. And I'll never forget when I came home one day. And my children at that particular time were going through homeschool. And they've been to public school, homeschool, and a combination of all that. Whatever they felt right at the time to do. They enjoyed a little bit of all of it. And our neighbor and one of the, our neighbor had a young boy who was given an assignment by the schools. And his assignment was to pick a god and build an image of his throne. Mm-hmm. And so he picked Zeus. I didn't know anything about this. I'm walking in and I see my kids and this is a real nice kid. They're helping him out. I was like, what are y'all doing? It's like, oh, like a popsicle sticks and all this kind of stuff going on. It's like, we're building a throne to Zeus. And I'm like, what? In our house?
Right.
Where did this come from? Like, how did this whole conversation end up in my house? You know, I was like, where did this come from?
Right.
I mean, my children didn't even know about, you know, that aspect of it. And so finally, when I calmly just like, okay, God forgive me for what happened in my home. I'm sorry that... Mm-hmm. A throne of a god that's no god at all is being built. I started asking the question. I said, "You know what happened? Well, you know, how did it
talk it to me?
Talk to me, you know." And the kid says, "We had an assignment from school, and this is what we're supposed to do." And so I said, "Okay, all right." And I said, "Well, this is your new assignment. I want you to build the throne of God." The glassy sea, the 24 elders. And hopefully I'll have a picture of that. We'll put that up on the torch. Yeah. They did a wonderful job. And then they brought it out before the church and they actually explained the awesomeness of the throne of God, the true throne that sits in the center of the universe, surrounded by an emerald rainbow with four living creatures who cry, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty." No, Zeus, Zeus, Zeus. And so I called the school board because the school board did that. They allowed that because they're the ones that determine who's going to be working in the school system. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that determine you're going to fire somebody, hire somebody. This is inappropriate material to be teaching. And so I called up that particular R representative from IRS, like, what is going on? Why would you send a kid home with this in my home? Because I love God. I wouldn't want, you know, you have to understand, despite what everybody tells you in this world system and the people who say they're walking with God, but they're living like the world, that's offensive to God. To have a throne of another God that you're built, that's a very offensive, you'll find out how offensive that is if you don't repent. And so I'm talking to him and I'm saying, stop it. You do not send home God assignments with the kids to build thrones to other gods. I mean, you look at the people today, they're saying you can't pray in school, you can't do this. Like, you're sending this kid home with a project to build a throne of a God while you're putting curtains around Jesus and the cross. I mean, think about it. It's like if you got this assignment, say, I want everybody in this classroom to build Jesus's throne. I mean, you'd have this huge uproar. But you send them home. They say, oh, it's Greek mythology. It's Greek god mythology, false god mythology. Mm-hmm. That you should ask the parents. You should involve them in the consequences of that. And so I'm like, I'm raising all kinds of conversation, talking with him. And he was very kind, very nice and all that. And but they did nothing. They continue with the agenda. They continue thinking you can talk about all this different thing. And this is what got me the most. That kid was so intimidated. He was so scared that he would be rejected, that obviously he didn't build it around me, but he actually did do it, and he turned it in from his home. He turned it in because he didn't want the teacher to think bad of him. Teacher, you just placed yourself as God over that kid, and you'll be held accountable for that. Well, why do you say that? Well, it makes me think about just recently when I talked about Elymas. When Paul was leading the proconsul to the Lord, and he was being drawn to the faith, and Elymas, one of his employees, came in and began to lead him away from Paul, trying to take him away from the faith. And he was blinded. Paul said, you are of the devil. He said, is there anything good in you at all? And no matter how pretty you make it sound, that was evil to put yourself. That kid was more fearful of you than he was of God. And God saw that. And you know what he did? He did what you said, and he laid it at your feet. This teacher down in South Florida that said, you know, write the name of Jesus and put it under your feet and step on it. Our God's not dead. No. Is that the movie?
Yeah, God's not dead.
God's not dead. You got to see that because it confronts all this. It'll give you great courage to be able to stand up for God, because in your school, to your faith, well, you're not pushing your faith on other people, but you're standing up yourself for God. Despite if nobody stands up for God, you do. And you can do that. You got to see this. You're going to be shocked. This is from KOMO, Channel 4 News. And like I said, you may want to watch it first before you actually have your kids watch it. But realize this is high school. So this is what your kids are potentially seeing taking place right here. Watch it.
Hello, everybody. An outraged mother is taking on a high school drama teacher who allowed a student award ceremony to turn vulgar.
Couple Four's Mark Miller explains why that parent was so offended and what the school district is doing about it.
She certainly knows how to draw the spotlight.
I wouldn't want a teacher like that in my school.
Drama club advisor Terry Grimes is in trouble.
You know, in the moment, she may not have realized.
She's in trouble after her award ceremony at Bellingham High degenerated into what one parent described as a raunch fest. The mother who attended with her 17-year-old daughter did not want to go on camera to spare her high school senior any stress before graduation. But she shared the night's vulgarities in a couple of emails with KOMO 4 News. And she shared even more with me on the phone. The parent says Grimes and some of her students on stage used the F word and other profanities and performed a skit about a priest wanting to have sex with kids. Then there were the awards for horniest stud and horniest girl, with the winner presented with what appeared to be a box of sex toys.
She has one of those really fun, outgoing personalities.
This senior was not there, but she belonged to drama club last year and loved her teacher.
people make mistakes, and hers just happened to be public.
Terry Grimes apologized today after a meeting with the principal and drama students. In a written statement released by the district, she says, as a teacher and the club's leader, I take full responsibility and am extremely sorry.
She did the right thing by apologizing, and in my opinion, I don't think it needs to go further.
The outraged mother who blew the whistle says she's satisfied and hopes her complaint will assure student award ceremonies don't go down that road ever again. In Bellingham, Mark Miller, Como 4 News.
This is shocking. This is shocking. You put so much effort into raising your kids. And by the way, this is really minor what our kids are being exposed to. But that's your school. Those teachers work for you. They don't work for the federal government. They work for your work for you. And then you have representative government called the school board and the superintendents or ever how you run your schools that you elect them, your city council, ever how that happens. And you can go to them and say, deal with this. We're not going to have this in the schools. We're just not going to have it. And if they don't represent you well, you can actually just say, we want somebody that represents our values. I mean, think how major this is. And so think about this teacher right here, this particular teacher, and you're going to be able to contact her right off the VFN torch. But she writes a letter of apology, and that's all she does. You know, writes a couple lines of apology, and then nothing else happens.
Nothing.
What have we, you know, we have a Marine in jail because he took a wrong turn in Mexico right now. Simultaneously, this is happening. Do you see the strategy? Do you see the plan? Do you see the unfolding of all these tactics? Do you see what's taking place right here? I mean, are you going to be surprised when all of a sudden this thief comes in and just like a bandit steals our nation out from under us? We have to wake up. We have to begin to remember our Constitution, that this is a government by the people and for the people. And people are saying, with all these unions and education, they're saying like, we're the ones that control here. And it's like, no, not really, because it's a representative government. We just need to change our leadership if you're not going to change and line up with the people. So we're just talking about this particular high school at Bellington High School, and I believe it's in Washington, that just, it was just horrific what took place. You know, I just want to encourage you to get involved. Show up at your school board meetings. You can watch them now pretty much. Most people have a broadcast happening of them. And just make it a point that you just show up at the meetings virtually or physically and have input. And don't... And when you're talking to your representative government, you know, honor their places of position, that because the community chose them to be in leadership there, but don't be intimidated by them. Speak truth to them and honor, and just say, this doesn't need to happen. This is not the proper way to be able to do this. And if they insist, they go, you know, well, that's not what we think. We're just going to go this way with it. That's what they can do. But what you can do, when it comes time for the election coming up, you could say, okay, we're going to find somebody with our values, somebody that lines up with our value system in the context of that. Not any party or anything like that. Who stands up for our values? Who values our children? And in a banquet like that and doing that, says somebody does not value our kids or their future or the parents or the community. So you want to be able to do something about it. Speaking of that, and of course, they're being exposed to so much today with virtual world and iPads and iPhones and all that kind of stuff. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.